comprising of over 300 performances in various venues around Dublin City. The Tiger Dublin Fringe Festival was a feast for the mind with a spectacular range of comedy, theatre, dance, spoken word and music. The festival began on the 5th of September with Harp a River Cantata, a spectacle which made use of the iconic Samuel Beckett Bridge. As this fabulous show came to an end, I caught up with some spectators and asked them what they thought of the performance.
Very impressive. Luckily we got some good weather.
Yeah.
The music was great, the lights are fantastic, and you can hear the people applauding.
Yeah, I thought it was a very good start to the festival.
It's something new, something sort of different, and hopefully they'll continue it and it'll sort of get better, I suppose.
It was pretty impressive. Bit hard to know what the detail of what was going on the bridge itself was, but the sound was fine and big, and to hear it reverberating off the buildings around the quay was just something else, and the lighting was pretty spectacular.
The music was really nice, everything looked really nice, it's just it was extremely short. What I would do differently, I would put massive screens because you couldn't see the performance. That was the only disadvantage. You could have a better effect if actually people can see what other people are doing, what actually actors are doing.
Many things were new about this year's festival. The festival gained a new artistic director, Chris Nelson, and also a new sponsor, Tiger Beer. Tiger Beer found many ways to make the festival more visible, the most striking of which was the Faces of Fringe. I caught up with the booth operator, Mark, in Project Arts Centre, and he told me a little bit about what it meant to operate the booth.
Part of the festival, not in the context of performing, more of attending. So we wanted to basically have an installation where they could step into, say, it's a photo booth we built, so they step in and I map video graphics to their face. They get a still of their graphics and we record video content which we have put together for an outdoor, installation around Dublin on Camden Street, various bus shelters and shop windows.
And has it been popular? Have you had many people volunteering to get into the booth?
Yeah, we've been up for, I think this is our 11th or 12th day now, and we've had probably between 400 and 500 participants.
Yeah.
So it's been well received anyway, and yeah.
Yeah, it certainly makes the festival more visible. As I've seen the one on Camden Street, it's quite striking. So is this something that might be used in future fringes down the road, do you think, this sort of idea?
I've no idea, but from the feedback we're getting, I think people really enjoy even the memento of having the photograph, and it's all branded up with the Tiger Dublin Fringe. And so hopefully it does. Yeah, I'd love to do it again.
At the Stables on Funbally Lane, the venue of theatre show Whichever One You Feed, I caught up with assistant producer Shamim De Bruyn and producer Kevin Whitty.
The show is about temptation. Really what it's about is an inner duality of self. So it's the name itself, Whichever One You Feed, comes from this legend, this Indian legend, about two wolves that live inside each man, and whichever one you feed is the one you become, the good one or the bad one. And that's a really integral part of the piece.
Yeah, it's actually been really good. I'm a good friend of James, or a childhood friend, and I worked with Neil before on Collaborations Festival, which was last February. So yeah, just get a chance to work with the boys again. It's been great, and especially for the Fringe as well. So it's a whole different playing field.
The Dublin Fringe Festival has a long history of promoting inspiring and innovative performances. One such example of this was Source, which took place on South Studios.
Hi, my name is Sheena Lynch and I'm the producer and production manager of Source, which is happening in South Studios by Raid and Kathy Coughlin.
Yeah, and what is the background behind Raid, for those who don't know?
Yeah, Raid is recovery through art, drama and education. We're a community arts programme in Dublin's inner city, in Dublin 8. And basically we engage people in recovery in the arts and therapeutic supports and then provide a platform for their artistic expression. This is our 10th anniversary, so we're 10 years in operation. So, yeah, we've done a lot and produced a lot in that amount of time.
And what's the idea behind this performance?
The whole concept, I suppose, came together about maybe 6 months ago when Kathy, we approached her and said that we'd like to do a dance show this year, and that's her background. We also, too, got a lot of people on our programme that were much younger and had an interest in dance, so we decided let's try and come up and create a piece. And then once we realised what we want to do, then we said, let's enter the Fringe and see what happens from there.
And how has it been for you, the Fringe experience so far?
Yeah, it's been great. Like, the group that we work with are thrilled to be part of a festival that's citywide, and, you know, not just something that's on their own. They feel very connected, which is good. And today we got our first review from the Irish Times, which was 4 stars. So that's pumped everybody up and they're all excited and thrilled with that.
There was, of course, a wide variety of performances on offer. And I spoke with patrons throughout the festival to see what their highlights were.
I thought it's been excellent so far. I think it's been a diverse Fringe, albeit everything I've seen so far has consisted of 2 female performers engaging in different comedic skits, but I'm really excited for the rest of the Fringe. You know, I think it's just a really diverse and original festival.
And how does it compare to previous Fringe festivals you attended in Dublin?
I do think that this year there's a more of a variety. I think in previous years, it's kind of been a little bit more focused on the one thing, or kind of clinging on to things that have been popular without naming any particular companies. I think this year it's just a complete mixed pot, which I think is only a good thing.
Yeah, so I went to see Foil, Arms and Hog in Smock Addy Theatre. I saw them about 5 or 6 years ago in Galway in the Roisin Doves, and so it's the first time seeing it since. It was absolutely brilliant.
Really? Did it go down well with the audience?
Really well, really well. There's some odd moments of audience interaction which hit and miss, but it was very, very, yeah, all over very funny. I think the amount of volunteers you see is simply by that. There was a lot more, yeah, definitely a lot more visible. And like, I saw the program well in advance and I kind of marked a few things I wanted to see and things like that. So yeah, I think so. I think it's been a very good one. So,
and what are you going in to see now?
My Name Is Saoirse in the new theatre, which I don't know anything about, but I'm looking forward to it.
That's what Fringe is all about.
Exactly.
I think I saw 47 shows in total, so I think I'm kind of tired at this point, but it was all so interesting and so great and so well programmed that it was kind of like you just kept on going through it at like such a pace you couldn't stop.
I'd say tiring it was. I don't know, it kind of felt like the show of the festival. It was about his dog, it was about dance, it was about sound, it was a kind of, it was Philip Connaughton dancing around painted pink and stark naked.
The extensive range of performances you've heard about here was supported by a committed group of volunteers. I caught up with 3 Dublin Fringe Festival volunteers outside the new theatre on Essex Street and the stables on Fumbally Lane, and they told me a little bit about what their experience was like at this year's Fringe Festival.
It's really fun. It's really social. I meet a lot of new, interesting people. As well, what's great about the Fringe is I see a lot of different artwork and as well as performances I wouldn't usually see during the year or get a chance to. It's great as well because it lets you kind of into like Dublin's like kind of hidden doors and nooks and crannies you wouldn't get to see during the year as well. As well as it's great because I get free tickets, so that's always a plus.
Definitely. What have you seen this year that you thought was good?
I have seen the dance piece Turf, that's part of the double bill with Whistle, and Turf was a beautiful piece, really good piece of dance theatre. It was nice and condensed as well, so you could run off from that to another show. I saw Chaos from Lords of Strut, that was hilarious and hitting the mark, in Smock Alley, that was a reboot of the Glen Rowe TV show. It was very, very funny, and I'm seeing Britches on Friday, so I can't wait to see that too.
Very good. And do you think you'll be volunteering for the Dublin Fringe next year?
Oh, definitely, yeah. This is actually my second year coming back, so it was nice. I thought I've already got to return, and it was nice to work with people again, the same people, get in the same kind of spirit of the Fringe, run around, and I can't wait to do it again next year.
I usually do JDiff, so I thought, hey, you know, try something else, and I think it's a brilliant way of actually getting to see some theatre that's a bit out of the ordinary.
And have you seen anything that you thought was really good this festival so far?
We saw 3 things, and they were all brilliant. Like, we saw 2 Space with Dr. Neve Shaw.
And what's it like seeing a show like that in the Science Gallery? That must be a bit unusual.
It was really small. I think that it made it really intimate, and she kept kind of jumping between doing the show and actual experiments, which was really cool.
Yeah.
But exactly what you expect from the Science Gallery, you know, so it was cool.
And did you have any awareness of last year's Fringe Festival at all, or is this your first year kind of knowing anything about it?
I knew about the Fringe Festival before, but I never volunteered and I never went, but like I've heard about it.
And your experience as a volunteer now, would that make you maybe volunteer next year or go see a few shows?
Ah, yeah, definitely.
Well, I've done JDIF as well, and everyone at JDIF seemed to do the Fringe and they told me to do it because it's fantastic. And I was never that familiar with theatre, like actually going to it, so I thought this would be a good way to introduce myself to theatre.
And was it?
Yeah, pretty much.
What's the best thing you've seen so far?
I got to see the dress rehearsal for Reckoners, and I thought that was absolutely brilliant. It kind of reminded me of like old Irish plays like Tom Murphy and Brian Friel.
Final performances of the Tiger Dublin Fringe took place on Saturday the 20th of September, but the festival was far from being over. On Sunday the 21st of September, at the Liquor Rooms, the Tiger Dublin Fringe Festival Awards took place. I spoke to Chris Nelson, Artistic Director of the Tiger Dublin Fringe, before the ceremony, and he reflected on the past season.
It's been amazing. We've been so delighted with the audience's response. The festival goers this year were really enthusiastic. They were gung-ho. They came to a load of things. And the artists delivered some of the most amazing productions I think the city's seen. So, you know, I felt like the whole time we were helping people realize their dream projects, and artists from across the city and actually across the country really made these amazing productions, dance pieces, theater pieces, great comedy nights. They brought them all to life, and that was so exciting.
Yeah, I saw the nominations for tonight's awards, and they're actually all really hotly contested. It's going to be quite an atmosphere there tonight, isn't it?
It's a very competitive field. The judges were deliberating well into the early morning, so they were there until 4 a.m. I think. Emergency pizza was ordered. There was a lot of really hot and passionate debate, because we invited judges from all walks of life, from media, from the arts, from writing, from publishing, and all kinds of things, and their kind of reactions to the festival were really strong, and they all advocated for their favorites. So the awards are well deserved.
Once inside, I caught up with a whole host of Dublin's who's who of theatre, starting with Phelim Drew, nominee for Best Performer for his adaptation of George Orwell's Down and Out in Paris and London. Phelim, how was the Fringe experience for you this year?
It was extraordinary, because the whole process started back in April, you know, and such a long kind of journey of exploration and discovery, and then finally to get to meet an audience in the sort of intimate surroundings of Bewley's Cafe Theatre, and being looked after by the Fringe Festival and Fish Amble Theatre Company. But ultimately now it's just a really nice sense of achievement that having kind of, you know, finally kind of pulled it together, you know what I mean? And like, I did 7 performances over the 2 weeks, and I really feel as if it's starting to come to life now.
And you got nominated for an award. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, apparently I'm nominated for one of the Best Performer Awards. There's about 8 or 9 really fabulous people involved, you know, who are nominated also. So really, I think competition is not a hugely important thing for me. It's nice to be nominated, and it's nice to be in such good company.
I also spoke to previous Fringe Award winner Peter Daly about his experience at this year's festival.
Have you had a chance to have a look at the nominations, Peter?
I have indeed. I had a quick glance at them this morning when they came out.
And are you impressed with them?
Actually, yes. I think I saw all 4 Best Production nominations, which is great. Great to kind of get a chance, and totally agree with those nominations. And looking down through the list, I think there was a few things that I really enjoyed that didn't show up on the list. That's always the way. A lot of it comes down to personal taste. And then obviously, because there are so many shows in the festival, there are lots of things on there that I didn't get a chance to see, even though I did see a lot of shows. I really loved Tardigrade. I just thought it was brilliant, and I was delighted to see it kind of so well represented in the nominations. I loved Rough Magic show, the Sonia Kelly show. I know the 2 girls, Sonia and Kate, who the show is about. I just thought it was a really beautiful, beautiful show about, really about love, and kind of very welcome in a time when we've got discussions about gay marriage and a kind of a lot of maybe bigotry kind of surfacing. And it was just great to see a show that was just about pure love, and how when people accept that, things are just much better for everyone. I saw Advocacy in the project, that's Talking Shop Ensemble with Sean Dunn. Really brilliant show, really enjoyed it. And yeah, so many great shows.
And finally, I caught up with Artistic Director of Fish Amble, Jim Cullerton, as he was about to present the Fish Amble New Writing Award.
We're delighted
delighted to be working with the Tiger Dublin Fringe for the 8th year. This is the 8th year that Fish Amble has presented the Fish Amble New Writing Award, and it's really to try and, I suppose, recognise really great emerging talent and new and emerging playwrights. Over the last 8 years it's gone to some really, really great people like Grace Dias and Amy Conroy and Elaine Murphy and a whole range of wonderful people, and we're delighted to be presenting it again this year. I suppose it was hard to get it down to just 4 nominations, because I think this year, as much as ever, there's been a wealth of new writing and new plays, and it's great as a new play company to see so much emerging talent and new talent in the writing of plays, and I suppose so much adventurousness in terms of how plays are made and how plays are created, you know, and plays that are written by one writer and plays that are devised, that are multi-writer projects, that are using verbatim texts, you know, the whole range of ways of making theatre is very, very exciting to see, certainly, and I think The Fringe had a wonderful range of really high quality new plays this year.
A lengthy night of discussions by the Tiger Dublin Fringe judges resulted in the awarding of 9 accolades.
The winner is My Name Is Saoirse. The winner of the Fish Amble New Writing Award is Between Trees and Water.
But the winner of the Best Ensemble this year is Advocacy.
The first award for Best Performer goes to Lauren Larkin.
And the second award for Best Performer goes to Emma Kieran and Ian.
The person is Robbie Blake.
The winner is...
And the winner is Charolais by Noah Fisher.
We gave the award to Zombies by
And I'll leave the final words of the Tiger Dublin Fringe Festival with Chris Nelson.
And have a great final night of Fringe. Thank you very much.
Dublin City FM at Tiger Dublin Fringe Festival 2014 was produced by Kira Murphy with assistance from Peter Brannigan. A big thank you to everyone who talked to us over the 2 weeks of the festival.